Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to A Sadhu Shares. This is Elizabeth Sadhu. So let me just start right off with my tuning in chant.
Oh, no.
Guru Dev Namo.
I bow to the ancient, divine, infinite wisdom that is within me. It's within all of us, and it's all around us. It's in your house. It's in the trees. It's in the concrete. Basically, it's just everywhere, and it's within every pore, every cell of your being. And the hard thing, of course, is knowing it and really getting it and just in it, you know. We are all hooked up, but we get caught up in the humanness of our existence, you know, So I'll use myself, of course, as an example, like I always do. I get caught up. The upstairs neighbors are really loud, and so I get kind of frustrated with that. Sometimes I get angry about it. I'll feel frustrated because of whatever. I've had a long-standing cold for, gosh, almost a month, and it's just been really frustrating. But I know that if I just kind of go with it and embrace it, that really it's an opportunity for me to rest more and relax more. But it's so easy to get into fighting the thing that's in front of you. Just like we're so funny as humans. The angels are here, they're laughing and they're shaking their pom-poms and putting sparkles all over us and saying, we love you, we love you, we love you, we love you, and we enjoy you, and we're here to support you and help you, and we also get a little giggle out of your human existence and your human angst, but we get it, you know, we know, and they're saying that's all part of our growth process, and that we can make things easier on ourselves by not running from it, by not fighting it. Let yourself have a little anger or frustration or whatever and just move on. You know, they're saying embrace it. They're saying imagine that whatever it is right there in front of you, this tangible thing that you can hug and love on. They're saying that this is a beautiful actually have things move through you quicker and clear quicker. That it's not about running away from stuff. It's not about denying. I've heard and read so many things out there like, oh, it's not okay to be angry, or it's not okay to feel this or feel that and just be grateful all the time, blah, 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 blah. Well, yeah, maybe, kind of. I mean, the reality is we've been put into this human body, this human existence, and you know, whatever D 4D, 5D, 6D, whatever we're going to or that we're working in or functioning from, you know, you still just have human things come up. And granted, over the years, you know, I'm 58 now, things don't freak me out or frustrate me like they used to. They just don't, you know, and I know that I'm in this final where it's very intense, but you know what? It's not like it was where it would feel intense and be just like, felt like it would just be dragging me down for days and days and days, and I would get really depressed. It's not like that anymore. And so, I know that I've cleared so much, and I can feel that when I don't fight it and I just go with it, that it releases, and it releases a lot more quickly than it used to. And so I don't know if that's because I'm just like, you know, clear and clear and cleared for 40 whatever years, or probably my whole life, really, because I've been on a path for so long. Or is it because I'm not fighting it so much? I mean, there's the question. And you know what? It doesn't even matter if there's an answer. There doesn't need to be an answer. And it's, you know, really, it's kind of what works for you. And there's so much stuff out there, and people kind of lay trips on each other about, well, if you're not thinking it, then it's not going to happen, you know. Or, you know, people are afraid to say what they're feeling or thinking. They're afraid to say something about their fears, or they're afraid to say something about their life, you know, that it's not quite exactly what they'd envisioned or whatever. Because then some person is like laying a trip on them about, oh, well, it's your thoughts that create what you have. Well, yeah, on some level they do, you know, but does it help to lay a trip on somebody? I mean, come on. So, you know, what is it all about? Is it about living in gratitude all the time? Well, maybe, yeah. I mean, I think that really helps. I coined the phrase wallowing in gratitude, and it makes me feel good. It lifts me up when I say it or when I think it, you know. Because I do. I have so much to be grateful for. I can't even begin to describe it. Certainly, if I went to compare myself to somebody who's living in another country where they don't even have easy access to water, I mean, oh my gosh, I live in the lap of... But one of the things I have noticed, too, over the years is that I don't feel so hung up on needing to live in a luxurious surroundings. I remember at some point I really felt like this is when the kids were little and I was in a not very happy marriage, but I wanted a big house and lots of space and, you know, fancy this, that, and the other thing. And I just don't want that anymore. I mean, and actually, we are moving. We're moving to another town. We're kind of making a big jump that it's all going to work out. We're able to stay, have a couple of places to stay for the next 8 or 9 months. I know what I want. I want clean. I want a clean house. I want a big kitchen because I love to cook for people. Love to cook, and I want to have everybody there while I'm cooking so I can talk to them. And you know, I want a little bit of space. I decided it'd be fun to have a little bit of a yard and have a little garden. I don't know if I've ever wanted that. So after living in apartments for a while, that sounds kind of fun, you know, that sounds neat. Grow a few veggies, grow some herbs. Anyway, nothing fancy. I don't need fancy. I'm not seeking out a huge, huge house anymore. And I'm not sure if that was a tangent or that was part of what I was supposed to say, part of the soul flow of the thing, I guess. So anyway, getting back to kind of this human existence and how we're all, you know, we're all doing the best we can. And, you know, especially in this looking out at the world right now with the crazy political stuff and just, you know, people, as humans, we look outside ourselves instead of looking within. And to me, that's a real key thing. You know, I've noticed that it seems like the happier the person is, the more they actually really honor and respect and love themselves. I feel like that's so integral to life, happiness, life, blah, blah, blah. I see there's so much, you know, bashing of the president, for instance. And I just always think, well, you know, if we all had people sending us love and encouragement, you know, all the time, gosh, we'd all do much better at our jobs. And I can't even imagine being the president and getting so much negative stuff coming at you all the time. I mean, it would decimate me. Of course, I'd never want to be president. But anyway, it's an interesting world we live in. And there's just learned from all of it and so much to be learned from the humans around us. And, you know, I've noticed that I've gotten a little more particular over the years of who I want to hang out with even and wanting to really just you know, be around people who are encouraging and be around people who maybe see things, put a little more of a positive spin on it instead of a doom and gloom kind of thing. And this just feels really important to me. I like being in that energy more, you know. And it's not saying anything about the people who are a little more doom and gloom or whatever. Maybe they're just more realists, and that's okay. That's all fine. I just have chosen to, I want to be, and some people would say I'm living in a dream world. Oh, well, that's okay. You know, it doesn't even matter. That's my choice. So anyway, with all that said, the angels are wanting me to do a chant. So guys, which chant is it? Okay, they're telling me they want me to do the fifth puri, and this is from the first prayer in the Sikh prayer book. First prayer book, the very beginning of the holy book. And the fifth is like the fifth stanza. And they're telling me, they have told me before that this is one that is to help us move through this ascension process, through this final clearing of what's going on with us. And so anyway, with that said, Tapya Najai Kita Nahoe Ape Apnaranjanasa Saviat and Apaye Man Nanaka Gavia Guninadan Gavia Sunia Manarakia Bao Dukapara Hara Sukagarele Jai Gurumukanadang Gurumukave Karahiasamai Guru Isura Gora Gora Kabarama Guru Parabati Mai Jeho Jana Aka Nahi Kehna Katana Jai Gura Ikade Bujai Sabana Jiaka Ikadata So Mavisarana Jai. And the angels say, as you listen to that, and you can listen to it again if you have the internet, just really let that sound seep through you. And they're showing me that the sound is kind of wrapping through. It's like our whole body is a grid, and it's kind of entwining it's the sound within all the grid lines. And then it's now filling up our whole being with that love and that they're using the word radiance and filling of that sound. And you know, it's funny, I've been chanting for so many years, probably, I guess it's over 40 years now, and it's such a natural thing for me, and I love it. And there's a part of me that just thinks, well, it's not really that big of a deal. But I do get some people say how much they like it, and the angels have told me that it is very healing, that it's part of my path. Sound healing. So, and I'm not sure why I'm saying all that out loud, but I guess I was supposed to. I guess, okay, they're telling me the reason I'm saying it out loud is because we all have gifts and we all have amazing things about us that we don't think are that amazing because it feels so normal and so just part of who. And so, anyway, the angels are saying, listen to that still small voice that tells you it is amazing. Listen when someone gives you a compliment about it. Say thank you. You know, see where it's supposed to lead you. Maybe it's part of the work you're going to be doing in the world. Okay, the lady just told me I have a minute left. And maybe it's just a beautiful blessing for you and the people around you. But anyway, opportunities to be open to what, you know, cool things we have. We all have many, many gifts. And I know, you know, there's so many out there who doubt that, who feel like they don't have anything. But everybody has something. Everybody has a beautiful gift to share. And anyway, enough said about that. So, okay, just a few more seconds left, and I so appreciate all of you joining me, and thank you for being here with me. It's So anyway, that's it. The lady said, I'm basically done. So have a fabulous, fabulous day, and I'll be with you next week. Take care.